Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our culinary tour of the area and its amazing food scene. I'm here with Ibisa Mulata from Miriam's, which is an Ethiopian restaurant in Center City, Allentown. Ibisa, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you.
So I understand you co-own Miriam's with your wife.
That's correct. My wife and I opened Miriam's restaurant at 446 North 7th Street in Allentown about 4 years ago.
And what made you decide to open a restaurant?
At the time we looked around and there was no Ethiopian restaurant represented in the valley. And at the same time, my wife loved to cook, and she enjoys cooking. Therefore, we said, well, Lehigh Valley needs to be represented in Ethiopian cuisine, though, so we opened.
Did you have concerns that people in the Lehigh Valley would look at Ethiopian food as too exotic, or do you think people are adventurous enough to try it?
Well, what we did was we went to New York and looked at the Ethiopian restaurant, the customers over there. We went to D.C., Virginia, and we looked around, and it was a diverse number of people who are frequenting those Ethiopian restaurants, and we thought that Lehigh Valley is no different from any other city.
There. It was ready for it.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For people who aren't familiar with Ethiopian food, can you talk a little bit about what they could expect at the restaurant?
Well, Ethiopian food is relatively basic American food, except the fact that it could be chicken, it could be lamb, it could be beef, but prepared with the unique kind of spices that are imported from Ethiopia. And the way you put the spices together, and you could saute or generate a stew, that makes it so different as far as taste-wise, as far as the Ethiopian food is concerned. One unique thing about the Ethiopian food is it is served on a bed of injera. Injera is the flat bread you use as a silverware. You cut it up and scoop the stew and eat with your fingers. So that's a little different from traditional here.
Now, when you say flatbread, it's not like a pita that people would be familiar with. It's more of a spongy type.
Correct,
of bread, right?
Correct, spongy type, yes.
It has a flavor to it?
Yes, it does. A little on a sour side because Ethiopian teff, this is the teff flour, grows in Ethiopian highlands, and it is full of iron, and it's gluten-free when it is prepared accordingly. Here, some restaurants do add self-rising to it, but sometimes it's straight teff and ferment it on its own for 3 days, and then you mix it up with the flour and you bake it, and it would be like spongy type that you cut up and eat.
And you either cut it up or I know you tear it off.
Right, tear it off, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the times I've been with other people, and we each order a dish, and you kind of use the injera to pick it up and
correct.
Drop it in your mouth.
Yes. Tastes better.
Do you, for people who have experienced Ethiopian food for the first time, do they kind of get some looks saying, where's my silverware? How do I eat this?
Yeah, some do. But once we explain and they get into it, their childhood comes in and they are happy with it.
That's right. As you mentioned that, we're used to eating with our hands up until the point that maybe we're 2 or 3 years old and we're giving mm-hmm. these metal utensils.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the spices that you were talking about in Ethiopian food that we might not be familiar with here in the U.S.?
Yeah, basically, the first one is berberi. This is a red paprika and basically grows in Ethiopia. It's used to prepare the stew. The other one is mitmita. It's a marriage of a lot of spices mixed together and ground, and it's pretty hot. And that is used to be spice up the food and so forth. And the other is that, like for example, when they saute food, they add butter to it, and it is Ethiopian butter, not ordinary butter. So Ethiopian butter is that what my wife does. She buys the unsalted bricks of butter from the Amish, and she boils that one and gets the impurities out and put spices into it, and that is cooled, and she takes a small amount, and when she sautés beef or chicken, whatever, the meat is prepared or goes inside your meat. And that's what the taste is unique about Ethiopian food.
So as you're talking about that, I'm seeing that there are different layers of flavor. There's
Correct.
You know, your protein, your meat, your chicken.
Yes.
There's certainly the spices that are in there. But even with the butter or the oil that's used, that is spiced to provide this complexity of experience.
Even in addition to that, the order that you put these spices in, it makes a difference as far as the taste is concerned. If you put in the wrong order, then the taste won't come as authentic Ethiopian stew. And that's basically what my wife, when she prepares, she does not have any recipe or anything of that sort. Everything is from experience. And I'm really amazed where her stews or her food comes perfect every single time, even though there is no recipe involved.
I understand there's an Ethiopian custom called, is it Gersha? Am I saying
Gersha? Yes.
Gersha. Uh-huh. Can you explain for us what that is and how it relates to the cuisine?
Oh, well, the Gersha is when food is prepared and sitting on the table. Now the husband and wife, brother, sister, all eating from the same plate, okay? Big plate, that is. And therefore, the head of the house cuts up tears off the injera, put whatever it is, stew, and pinches and grabs that one and feeds it to his wife first. Not for himself, for his wife first, or his brother, or cousin. Therefore, if food is to share with other people, what other way can you share your food but by feeding the other person first before you feed yourself? And that's what Gersha is all about.
So there's a communal aspect to
Correct.
The food. It's more than the fact of nourishing yourself. It's nourishing others.
Yes, that's basically what it's all about, yes.
I know that Judaism, Islam, Christianity are all religions that have influences in Ethiopia.
Yes.
And how have these religions contributed to the culinary culture that Ethiopia has?
The spice going way back in the history of Ethiopia, the spice trade is what took the Ethiopian people all the way to the Kingdom of Solomon way back for the spice trade. And after they came back, they brought all these spices and the customs of those countries, such as India, the King Solomon dynasty and so forth, back to Ethiopia, and that is being practiced to this day. So with the different religions in Ethiopia right now, they coexist, no animosity or anything of that sort, and they intermingle all those. But the basic Ethiopian dish remains for the general public.
If someone were coming to your restaurant for the first time and you wanted to introduce them to some of the typical Ethiopian foods, what two or three dishes might you recommend to them?
The first one I will recommend to them would be the combo. My wife prepares the beef combo, the chicken combo, lamb combo. If they are vegetarian, there is a vegetarian menu that includes 3, 4, 5 different stews that are being put on the injera and so forth. So as far as my recommendation is, if a person wanted to get a little bit of everything, I recommend the combos. The combos will have the doro. This is the chicken stew. It will have collard green and then red lentil and so forth. A little bit here and there and there and there right on your plate so that you will be able to taste each and every one of those different kinds of food that are being prepared.
Are most of the Ethiopian dishes stewed, or is there also sautéing or grilling
that's
done?
They are both sautéed and some soup. A stew, I mean, not soup.
Do you see people in the Lehigh Valley being a little bit more adventurous since you've opened the restaurant, where people are coming in and seeking you out as opposed to it being somewhat of a novelty?
I'm glad you asked that question. Majority of our customers come from far. from the outside the city limit. Inner city, the customer base is lower. However, there are people who come for driving an hour from Reading just to eat there. And some of them are coming from Poconos. And, of course, the surrounding area from Bethlehem, quite a few people come. And the schools are great as far as supporting our restaurant. And a lot of teachers with their students, colleagues come there to eat dinner and so forth. So schools, we are pulling people from all areas.
And we say schools,
Lehigh University, yeah, Muhlenberg, all those universities do support us. And the teachers are, they do eat there, and they bring their colleagues and students there and so forth.
Now, certainly in 4 years, Allentown has undergone a lot of changes. And yes. Did you ever think you would be part of this growing culinary scene within the city of Allentown? Tell me a little bit more about your experience in the city.
Well, when we first got here and my wife was contemplating opening a restaurant in inner city, we walked around trying to see a suitable building and so forth, and majority of the buildings were really dilapidated, including the ones we are in right now, where Mariam's restaurant was a blighted building, and we purchased that and remodeled it, and we were anticipating down the road it's going to grow, but we didn't think it would be that quick. So it is really a blessing that the city has grown quite a bit, a lot of activities going on, and more to come, hopefully, and that's something that is good for the city as well as the residents of Allentown.
Well, I've seen that 7th Street corridor over the last 10 years kind of grow as this international food destination. There's Latin food, there's Mexican food, Ethiopian food, and just this big mix.
Yes.
And I think you have people coming in off of 7th Street for different events, and I imagine they look around and wonder, what's going on here?
Yep, you're right, absolutely. And it's basically a rainbow of the world right there, okay? And they are doing great things as far as, you know, promoting 7th Street as well as Hamilton and all the restaurants that are coming. More are coming as we speak, actually. So,
Abisa, thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of continued success, you and your wife, with Mariam's.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.